Well, on the line, it is such a pleasure to have her, Ani DeFranco. Ani, how are you?
I'm great, thank you.
Wonderful. You are on tour right now. You're at, what, Breckenridge, Colorado, I think is your next date?
Yes.
All right, right on. I've been in that area. It's gorgeous up there, so you're going to have a good show, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking forward to playing.
Beautiful.
I haven't gotten started yet, so yeah.
Okay, so you're just getting warmed up.
Yep.
Right on. And I have to tell you, you were in our studio a couple years ago, and you recorded the best station ID we've ever had in our entire lives. I'm going to use some very salty language right now. You simply said, hey, this is Ani f***ing DeFranco, and you're listening to 100.1 The X. So I need to give you kudos for that, because that was epic.
Wow, that does not sound very radio-friendly,
Well, we bleeped you.
Your tolerance.
I know. No, of course.
Well,
perfect. It's Ani DeFranco. We're not going to censor you. Are you kidding me?
All right. I like it. I like your style.
Oh, well, you know, yeah, we gotta live on the edge every once in a while. So you are going to be in our neck of the woods February 21st, going to play at South Shore Room at Harris Tahoe. It feels like you've been really busy, not only with touring, but you just released a memoir this past spring, did you not?
I did.
Wow.
This
so what got you on the road to doing that?
I don't know. I got really sidetracked for a couple of years. I put down my guitar. I wrote 300 pages of complete sentences. And then I just missed my guitar so much. So, yeah, I don't know. It was just a writing challenge for me after hundreds of songs. And so, yeah, I tried the book thing.
Very cool. And what did you think of the end result?
I mean, so many things, but I'm glad I did it. You know, I mean, I feel, I don't know. First of all, I feel more grateful, I think.
Oh, really?
For my life and the people in it. Yeah, that was one takeaway that I appreciated. You know, all these people that were trouble along the way. And I don't know, when I really sat down with my memories and kind of walked myself back, I realized even the troublesome gave a lot. You know?
Yeah, so you have to take the bad with the good, and it makes you grow in many ways that you weren't expecting.
Yeah, amen.
Yeah. And one thing, I mean, you have long been a symbol and a role model when it comes to empowerment, especially female empowerment. Do you are you okay with kind of adhering to that being a role model, or do you shun that, or I don't know, how do you respond to that?
Oh, geez. I mean, I don't know if I adhere or shun. I think I just, try to keep on keeping on, you know, contributing and being present and, being a citizen and an artist and, just trying to be connective tissue, if I can, between people, you know, between myself and other people first. And then whatever happens around that, if people consider me this or that or not, that is what it is, you know.
All right. Well, that's a beautiful way of looking at it. Just kind of you're doing your thing, you're making your art, and it really connects you with people in a really easy way, I'd say.
Yeah, yeah.
Beautiful.
I mean, it's a blessing. I don't worry about how people are describing me, but it is always a blessing to make that connection. You know, it's sort of saved my life. And, you know, it's such a powerful, I love my job. I guess that's what I'm saying.
All right, cool. That's always nice to hear, especially from a musician.
Yeah. Right.
So going back to your memoir, it's called No Walls and the Recurring Dream, right?
That's right, yeah.
How did that title come about?
Whew, I mean, Well, literally speaking, it's the first and last sort of chapter of the book. The first chapter is No Walls, and the last is The Recurring Dream. So it's sort of the span of the book. I thought it sounded like a band name as well. So
it kind of does, doesn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, right? But yeah, I guess, you know, you sort of have to get into the story to maybe see where I'm coming from with those words. Yeah,
people should definitely read it. And you actually kind of have an accompanying mixtape I saw on your website called No Walls. How did that kind of come about as well?
I just revisited, I mean, the book focuses on the 90s and even more specifically the early 90s, because it was sort of my formative years, and I thought that was sort of the interesting part of my story, you know, just the journey of becoming oneself, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then I went back and visited some of those ancient songs, re-recorded them solo style, you know, with the voice I sing in now and the person that I am now. Just, you know, mostly songs that came up in the book, you know, just to have a sort of, some resonant, you know, music to go with that look backwards that the book does.
Oh, that's a beautiful idea. Is that kind of what this tour is focused on a little bit? Like you're going to be playing mostly those songs that you're revisiting?
Well, you know what? Maybe.
I'm not trying to put an idea in your head. I'm just asking.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I mean, on any given night, this tour is going to be something different. You know, that's the way I like to do it.
Mix it up every night is a good way to keep yourself on your toes.
Yeah, exactly. So I've got super old songs, you know, everything in between, 20 albums to draw from, and then a bunch of new songs that have yet to be recorded. So I like to kind of pull out whatever the ether, you know, calls me to on any given night.
Gorgeous. Well, I'm not going to take up too much more of your time, but I do want to ask, who are you listening to right now? Who are you impressed by in the world, musically, artistically, whatever? If there's people who kind of come to your mind, you like what they're doing.
Oh, well, I'll tell you, I was pretty psyched at the Grammys this year. I love Billie Eilish. I love Lizzo. I was excited to see some of these awesome young women get little trophies, you know.
And, yeah,
there's so much good stuff out there now. So
there
many
really is.
Female performers especially that are sort of changing it up.
All right, cool. Well, I don't want to, you know, blow smoke, but they have you to look to when it comes to kind of plotting out what the kind of person they want to be and what kind of music they want to put out there, I think.
Oh, well, that's sweet of you. Thanks.
You're very welcome. So just to reiterate, you're going to be in our neck of the woods February 21st. You're playing South Shore Room at Harrah's Tahoe. Ani DeFranco, it's been so good talking to you. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Oh, likewise. Thanks for your time.
All right. Have a good day.
All right. You too. Bye.
Bye.